All right, thanks, Wyatt. Well, Coach, this has been your goal all season long. Just give me your initial emotions right now.
You know, really excited, but I want more. I want more. This was awesome last year. Felt like a dream come true, but we've worked hard, and we're going to enjoy the heck out of this one. There's a hard-nosed battle. It's a tough tournament to win, but my initial reaction is, who the heck are we playing on Wednesday, and what do we got to do to win the damn thing?
Yeah, I love that mindset, especially the first time in school history going down to state last year. And as you said, it was a dream come true, but now you have that taste, and you know you want more. And, well, this game was a hard-fought one. It looks like you were going to pull away there, but all of a sudden, Boston came back, gave you a little more fits than you thought. And just in that second half, what were some adjustments that you made to obviously seal this one for you?
Well, we wanted to work inside out and get post touches and then inside out three-pointers. We were a little bit sloppy, had some bad turnovers, but you get up 14, 15 points, it's hard to stay locked in. But give credit to Boston and Ben. That's a heck of a team. They cut it to 6, and then our guys responded. We leaned on that experience, Josiah and Ethan and Landon and Breck. And then you bring in little son B. Ike. He came in and just played a heck of a game. Freshman. He has no experience, but... Well, he's a competitor, just like his brother, just like his entire family, just like this entire team.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It seemed that every player that came on the court just seemed to just have that knowledge of, hey, we know what you got to do here. Even Isaac as a freshman seemed to have that composure and really just take this all the way. You named a couple players, and what were some big plays that you saw that really, you think, turned the tide for you to keep it?
There's a lot on the defensive end. We made him hit contested shots, shoot contested shots, and rebounded the heck out of the ball. Landon Denny had to have had 15 rebounds, it seemed like. And then we had big shots. Mike Gapp hits a big corner three. Isaac Summey gets a steal and a layup. And then Ethan, a couple big shots. Parker with a floater. I mean, it's just, we can attack so many ways. It's not just a one, two-man show. It's all five on the floor, and that makes us hard to beat and hard to defend.
And obviously you need both of those if you want to have success down in state. And obviously you got a couple days here to kind of regroup and gather yourself. You want to enjoy this, but what are your messages going into your next practices?
We just got to keep doing what we do. We're going to watch a ton of film. We find out the seedings here in a couple hours. I got Coach Latosky and Ortiz, those two. They're grinders. They do us so much. You know, I got a newborn at home. They let me leave practice if I got something to do. They grind and grind and grind, and they come up with game plans. We bounce ideas off each other. They're not just a yes man assistant coaches. Those two are big of a reason why we're having this success, and we'll put something together for them.
Well, that's great. One last thing here. The crowd at the end there, especially all game long, but especially, just seemed electric. You were pumped up. I thought you were going to come give me a high five for a second there. I mean, what can you say about this environment?
This environment's awesome. Awesome venue in Sacred Heart. Top notch. Great. They're our family. I don't have any family around the area. Sacred Heart is my wife and my kids' family. They're everything. They bring you in. They treat you like family. And they love to see us win.
I couldn't agree more. Well, Coach, I'll let you go celebrate. We'll obviously, we'll be covering your games. We're down at state, so we're looking forward to it.
All right, I'm trying not to fall off this ladder.
All right. Best of luck, Coach.